Welcome to Bad Advice, a show where myself, Simi, and my friend Ross give bad advice.
That, I have a line?
I don't know.
That is true. Will I ever get 5,000 followers? Do I have to show skin?
You need to flirt with more people in the DMs.
I think it depends on the skin you're showing.
We all know that if you show skin, you're going to get a bit more. But I begged for 5,000 followers the other day, and I got it in the end.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. And I said, yo, if you get me over 5,000, I promise
you. Wait, where did you get 5,000 followers? On which platform?
On Instagram. I had been sitting on 4,996 for 3 years. So I begged.
Oh, so it's just like four people.
I begged. And people hit you with those silly DMs going, oh, I'm just going to, as soon as I get 5,000, I'm gonna unfollow you. Okay.
Okay.
Do it. Do it. Yeah. They didn't do it in the end. Now no. I'm sitting comfy over there.
Because you forget who you follow. It's true.
But now I'm on 5,022.
Yes. Look at you,
numbers.
Influenza.
Influenza.
Why don't you get more things?
I don't know.
Like, where's your Timu hole?
Yeah, that's my advice to this person. Get Timu holes, Sheen holes.
Yeah.
Tell us where to go. Like, when they, my new favorite thing with Cape Town influencers is when they say hidden spots.
No, hidden gem.
Hidden gem.
Oh my
Bitch,
God.
It's the bootlegger on fucking Cape Street.
It's been there for 27 years and you're talking about a hidden gem. I can't.
It's like, oh, guys, I found this hidden gem for fish and chips. God. Fish on the rocks. Yeah. It's like got every tourist
ocean
in the world.
Basket waterfront. Just stop it.
Stop.
Don't if a gem is hidden to you, that doesn't mean it's hidden for everyone else. Look at this hidden gem. It's Table Mountain.
Nah, they're like, we have to call these people out on something that they
do.
No,
we have to.
No, you can't. Just because you've got a phone and you know how to cut video.
Yeah.
Not everything is a hidden gem here.
I had that. And then they have the most basic dishes as well.
Avocado on toast. Come on, man. Everybody be like, oh, I went to a place that nobody's heard about, Mulberry and Prince. Oh my gosh, yes. Oh my dog. Come on, please.
Yo, their waffles are next level.
Yeah,
though.
And they always sold out on it. You know how I know? I go there often.
All that time. Oh my God. Anyway, stop with the hidden gems. But 5,000 followers, like, it depends on the skin you show. Did you see that TikTok where that woman showed her vagina, but you didn't see it at first because she's showing her nails? So she
your algorithm is
No. My algorithm is a popular thing. People on TikTok, they know what I'm talking about.
Really?
She did a nail video.
Yeah.
And she's lying and there's blankets.
Yeah.
And then she showed her nails and then she showed like a cat or a dog, I think. I can't remember.
Yeah.
But on further inspection, because people were commenting like, oh my God. Oh my God. Did you see that? Because you know how vague they are on TikTok. Now I'm like, what am I missing?
Yeah.
It was just about that much. That much of
vag
sticking out. Yeah. It was sticking out.
And she didn't put sunglasses
under
on
the
it.
Blanket. No.
She didn't put an emoji on it. Oh, God.
And it was like on, it was up for a solid like day.
Oh, no. I feel bad for her.
That's what she wanted.
No, I feel bad because I've had a pic on the internet. Why are you laughing?
I mean,
I'll tell you the story.
I mean, is it a traumatic experience?
No, it's not.
Okay.
So I was with a woman and you know, I was younger. That's why you should never send these things out.
No, you're still growing.
Yeah. But she got upset with me.
Yeah.
And then, this was before like the revenge porn bull and act and stuff, right?
Mm-mm.
And then she posted it online.
No.
But she didn't have enough followers, but I did. So I commented on it. I tweeted back going, mine is way smaller, so definitely not mine. I had to diss myself, and then people were there to support me going, yeah, that's not so music.
Smart.
You know, smart.
Yeah.
You got to know.
Real
thing,
smart.
Real smart.
I could never let mine get out.
You also got married young. You were married from like 19 years old.
30. Well, wait, let me do math. 32.
But you've been dating since you were like 14.
Yeah, but marriage is a different ballgame.
Yeah, but I mean, you'd only say
this is something you wouldn't know about.
Yeah, okay. So, yeah, that's very true. I take that.
Marriage is a different ballgame. Ball game. And okay. We were just making sure for like 20 years that we were ready to get married.
Show some skin.
I have a koi pond at my house, and I feel bad when we eat fish on the patio overlooking the pond.
That is a rich person's problem. That's
a rich person's problem. I would suggest sugar water.
No, I think you need to take it up a whole level.
What?
Be in the pond.
Wow.
Sashimi.
Yeah.
Just to scare them off. Yeah. Scare the other koi off.
And yo. Just mess a little on purpose.
Yeah.
Yeah, just throw some fish in the pond. You know, go full villain.
Yeah.
You're already
don't
in the
bad.
1%.
Yeah, don't feel bad. You're rich. Yeah. You have a koi pond. Yeah. You worried about eating fish in front of other fish? You've been living in capitalism for years.
Oh, my God. No, but check it. Like,
why don't you take the sushi sticks, right? And just go to the pond and scare them.
Wait, what's a sushi?
Just the sticks.
You mean chopsticks?
That's their name. I blanked when I said it. And in my head, I was like,
which hidden gem restaurants are you going to that have sushi sticks? I was like, what is it covered in bread? What is it?
I told you, I don't know why I didn't say chopsticks. But yeah, take the sushi sticks.
Yeah.
Take the chopsticks and just fuck around with the koi a little bit.
Yeah. Aren't you curious as to what koi tastes like?
Yeah.
Mm.
That's an expensive meal, though.
I know, but like, think
my
about
uncle
it.
Used to have them.
And did he eat it?
No.
Oh.
It got taken away by the government. Well, the police.
What, like Child Protective Services?
No. Because he got arrested.
Well, he bought them illegally, obviously.
No, he didn't.
Is this Shabir Sheikh?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes. But those fish are crazy expensive.
I wonder how much they taste.
How much they taste. Probably expensive. Like, I would want Salt Bay. No, I don't. Maybe they don't taste good. That's why they're pets. No, or like for display purposes only. We should find out about that.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, if you could do us a favor and just eat one.
If somebody, eat one.
Yeah.
Eat one of the koi.
Your problem doesn't matter anymore because our curiosity is more important.
Yeah.
So eat one.
Eat one.
And tell us what
it tastes
like.
Tell us how it tastes. Yeah. I'm so curious.
I know.
Those things are like 30,000 rand a pop, right? Like for a decent one.
A decent
one? Yeah.
Are they live?
Yeah, the prettier they are, the more expensive they are.
Prettier?
Yeah, it's exactly like
it's a fish.
This is not a hake here, my man.
No, this is a world.
It's not a fish parcel.
This is a world I don't understand. This isn't a fish parcel. This is not snook.
Yeah, it's not snook.
Yeah, even a king club.
Yeah. I really just want to taste Pix anchovet again. Yo, I miss Pix. Sure, I miss it. I know it's like
Pix was so much better than Redro.
They're the same thing, right?
No,
they're made by the same company.
They are, but Pix had a different taste.
Yeah.
So I think Pix was like the rich person's Redro.
There was such a minimal difference in it.
I know,
but I mean, like
even the word anchovette.
Yeah, yeah, it made you feel special.
It wasn't fish spread.
It had like an embossed glass. You know? Oh man, I miss Pix. I saw some places sell them. Like intermittently.
Yeah.
But man, I miss Pix.
Yo, when we were poor, we used to have like that for toast and for supper.
When we were rich.
Yeah.
We used to still have that.
Yeah.
Because we tried to hoard all the bottles at once.
Of course. And it goes well with caviar, apparently.
I've never had it with caviar.
You've never had it with caviar, but you've had caviar.
Yeah. I've been invited to Hidden Gems before, bro. I've gone to...
No.
Okay. I've gone to the Radisson Red.
Wait, where did you have caviar?
Bro, many times.
I've never tasted it.
La Colombe, I've gone to
Okay, all right. Okay.
I had langoustines the other day.
With extra peri peri?
No.
And then some Maalox?
No.
Oh.
My friend took me out to Willoughby's, another hidden gem.
Yeah, the line outside that's always there will tell you how hidden that gem is.
I love Willoughby's because white people serve you. You know, the first time I went to Willoughby's, bro, I'm not even joking. First time I went to Willoughby's, I went and this colored guy came to me and I said, yo, My man, what's your name? He said, Jerome. I said, Jerome, turn around and go get a Susan. Go come and serve me. I said, you're still going to get the tip.
Yeah.
But bro, even when she came with the Coke can and she put it down and she was like, I was like, you're not going to not gonna open this thing.
Yeah, you're not going to call me sir.
Oh, man. I had the time of my life at Willoughby's. But yeah, I went to Willoughby's and had langoustines the other day.
Damn.
And then the guy came to my friend and he was just like, hey, I know you ordered 12. But do you need me to check the price for you? My friend's like, no.
Wow.
And then he came back. He's like, the langoustines are a bit big.
Yeah.
It's 3,000 rand. And my friend's like, is it your money?
Yeah.
And the guy's like, oh, I was just making sure. He's like, thank you. And I was like, damn, you got 3,000 rand to spend on langoustines.
Sure. Turns out that friend was Steve Jobs.
Yeah.
Check out our LinkedIn. Yeah. 3,000 rand for
land. And you know how he made all his money?
How?
With Forex and signals. If you need investment advice,
buy this course.
We have day jobs. So this is not our thing. You can just like and subscribe to our stuff. You can find it everywhere. It's on podcast platform.
Yeah.
And you can follow us on these social media things over here on the screen.
Yeah. Jazz music plays.